This portion is brought to you by Red Tail Golf Club. Have your wedding reception in a beautiful country club setting. Red Tail, the name says it all. Craig, we have a fivesome this morning, I guess, maybe in golf terms. I don't know if that is even possible for that, but
we got double bogey.
What's that?
Double bogey.
Is that what that is? Todd Company is the golf bro. He's the PGA professional at Red Tail. He joins us this morning. Good morning.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Also, we have Heather Wicker, who is with membership. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
And Brandy Cole, with the food and beverage director, joining us as well to talk about some of the things that are available at Red Tail. Let's start with you, Todd. What makes it so special, the course at Red Tail?
Our course, it was designed 1999. It actually was designed for a tour, a senior tour event. It was designed by Robert Von Hagee. He's one of the world's great designers around the world. He's designed courses all over the world, in 23 states, United States. Some of his big courses, they did the Blue Monster down in Doral, down in Florida, and many others. All our greens are bent grass greens, fairways bent grass, tees bent grass. Bent grass is what you want to have. There's a little course down in Georgia called Augusta that has bent grass greens. So that's what bent grass is the way to go. We love our greens. They get really fast. There's water on 14 of the holes. They have 80 beautiful bunkers. It's just a very beautiful course.
Well, they're designing a course, and I'm not sure if, even if you know something like this, do they come out and survey the land, or is somebody else somewhere else looking at the plot and going, this is what I need to be done, and then somebody else tries to figure out how to make that work?
Yeah, those designers come in, and it was a farmland years ago, and they move the dirt around, and they do it just the way they want it, and they have it designed exactly in a particular way. And Red Tail is just went over the top, and it's just beautiful, great place to play.
So once they get the courses and the whole set, then it's just a matter of maintaining that, make it as great as it was when it first opened.
Right, yeah, and the bunkers were a big part of it. The bunkers at Red Tail are the best bunkers around. And we've hosted U.S. Open qualifiers, U.S. Amateur qualifiers. We had some national junior events there. Big-time stuff.
I understand you also developed some good players there. How does that come about? I mean, obviously, as a golf pro professional, you have a hand in that too, I would
Absolutely,
assume.
Yep. And Red Tail's always had a tradition of excellence in teaching. We've had a lot of kids come up through our junior ranks that have gone on to play Division I schools. And as far as teaching, we do a thing we started last year called the Red Tail Golf Academy. Huge success. When you become a member at Red Tail, you're enrolled in this golf academy. And our PGA professionals will design a teaching plan designed for each specific person, what they need. We do a long game lesson, a short game lesson, a putting lesson, and we kind of design something for them to practice. We teach them how to practice, and they start developing and getting better. We do video lessons and that sort of thing.
Can somebody get better at any age, or is it like any sort of thing? If you sort of maybe start young, you get the tools, and then you kind of fine tune them. What do you find as a
golfer? No, and absolutely, and there can be a 20 handicapper. My opinion, they're a 20 handicapper. I see them out there practicing every day. If they continue to practice the same bad things over and over, they stay a 20 handicap. So we try to teach them the correct things to do. So guys, so there's people that don't take lessons, they just keep practicing and practicing, they're practicing the wrong thing. So we try to get them into the right thing.
Now let me see, you're out there, you see somebody practicing bad over and over again. Does it pain you? Is there something in you that needs
a little bit? And I walk up to them, my members, I have a real, real good relationship with all my members. So I'll walk up to them and say, hey, I'll give them a quick 10-minute lesson, and sometimes, they'll keep coming back for lessons, and I at least get them started that way. And when members come in, I want them all to feel comfortable around the pros and come in and feel comfortable in the pro shop.
Heather Wicker is with us, too, in charge of membership at Red Tail. Heather, why does somebody join a private club?
I think all of our members have a common goal. They all want to play better golf more often and on a superior course. And Red Tail is the place that specializes in the club experience for your entire family.
It's cloudy, it's gray outside, it's cold, but now I guess is the time of year when people start thinking about memberships. Any special offerings out there now?
We do. We're all looking forward to spring, and we have two amazing deals for 2015. We have the full trial membership and the daylight trial for people with a little bit more flexible golfing schedule. You can join Red Tail for as little as $275 a month. That includes all of your club privileges, tennis courts, pool, and if you join this year, your initiation fees are waived.
You have a beautiful facility there, but obviously there's more to Red Tail than just the golf course. Tell us about those.
In addition to Red Tail's championship course, all of our members have use of all of the club amenities. We've got a swimming pool, tennis courts, a fitness room with brand new equipment. We have a banquet services. We can do all of your special events. And our food services are amazing. We have a formal dining room, an enclosed deck, a cabana at the pool, our members' favorite, the patio cafe. A lot of fun happens there. And we have wonderful to-go service.
You mentioned food, and we have the food and beverage director with us this morning, Brandy Cole from Red Tail. What does a food and beverage director do? What are some of the responsibilities of the things that you get involved with?
My job is actually the best job at Red Tail. Sorry, Todd.
Hey.
I get to offer great food, great service, and great fun. Whether it's somebody coming in, having a burger, a quick burger on the patio, or full service in the dining room, or even a high school football dinner banquet. We also do summer weddings. We just try to guarantee and deliver the full club experience with lots of fun.
Oh. So what's some of the fun things on your menu? I guess any menu always has things changing or different things you come up with?
Right. We have a whole new menu this year, all different menus for breakfast, lunch, dinner. For the fine dining area, for the outside patio, for lunches and to-goes. We have daily and weekly specials. Our pasta night's very popular. We have a burger and beer night. That's another special that we offer. More than anything, it's just the fun atmosphere.
Well, you got to kind of make it fun, even after maybe 18 holes and things didn't go quite as well, right? I mean, you're the one,
right.
The 19th hole, as they say, or something.
Yep,
like that.
And Brandy's got all the fun. Yep,
right.
They go to the back patio and they have drinks. And it's our membership is just a lot of fun. It's not a stuffy club. It's just a fun membership.
What kind of things are happening now, you know, if the golf isn't going on too much, what kind of things are you busy with at this time of the year?
Well, right now we're just preparing for the beginning of March and setting off all of our new menu items and the different offerings that we're going to have for banquets and events that we'll have throughout the summer for members and social members and whatnot. So it's just a lot of preparation for a whole big year of big fun. Ah,
so even at this time, you probably get to sample some of the new menu items, right? Because you have to know what they are in order
sure.
to let the customers.
Yeah, we're working on that. We're working on that. So
well, that sounds,
it's a process.
I think Bruce wants an invitation
to
help
out. I think
so,
too.
It could be one of those interesting jobs that they have there as well. Again, Brandy Cole, Food and Beverage Director, joining us this morning. And we want to thank also Todd Company coming in this morning.
And Heather Wicker.
Joining us from Red Tail. Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
People can find out more, I guess, just by checking out Red Tail and stopping by.
Yeah, you can
by.
Go online, redtailgolfclub.com, if you want to see the website, see what we have to offer.
Sounds great. Appreciate
thank you.
Appreciate you coming in this morning.